Welcome to Babies and Bellinis, where we're balancing business, babies, and brunch. I'm Erica.
I'm Kay Alex.
And I'm Casey Renee.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, girls.
Hey, ladies.
You be real slow with that.
You look so fancy with your little Starbucks over there. Wow. Could never get into it. It seemed like it was like something you get stuck or, you know,
you have to form a habit on it.
Oh, yeah.
But luckily, this is just tea.
Like, my roommate in college, she would literally budget it in. She'll be like $5 every morning. Yeah. She knows. So in her budget, she would have like $25.
It's really addicting. Like, Starbucks is addicting. Like, the convenience of it.
But the green tea is bomb.
Yeah.
That's what that is?
No, this is a medicine ball. It's peach tea, Jade's Interest Mint, honey, lemonade.
Do you like some liquor in it?
Make a little chatty out of it.
Probably will put a little bit of my drink in here.
Oh, drink in my cup. What you drinking on? Oh, you're not.
No, I've had vodka today. So look, vodka. I'm going there, guys.
Yeah, we saw your stories.
I'm going there, ladies and gents, and I'm fucking with the white.
Back on the titty twerk on your child.
I didn't even notice. I damn did it. That's a daggone shame.
Titty twerking is the way of life.
Titty twerking at a party. Okay.
No. You need a titty twerk
party. School party.
A titty twerk captain.
Huh?
Titty twerk captain.
She is the Meg the Stallion of the titty twerk.
Oh, no one has still broken the news to Meg the Stallion yet, have
about
they?
About what?
The Stallion is it's a man.
No. Oh, it's went somebody, viral. She knows. She has to know.
She's got to know, right? We want her to know?
Or do we want her to know? I don't give a fuck. I've built a whole career on this.
She's built an empire off these strong legs.
Her knees.
How old is she? I think she's like 24.
Okay, well, she's...
I feel like she's younger than that. So. Cause she's still in college. She's a junior now, right? A junior in college. Yeah. Victor, you know.
Oh,
you don't like Meg? You like looking at Meg?
I don't know. I don't know her credentials. I just
why you sounded just like her.
I don't keep up too much with her. I need to probably get there.
Keep up with pop culture in general.
I know.
Yeah, I really don't. Every time that little the hey Panini, she won't what? You be a meanie? I said, what is 24. This? And then Carson be in the back. He was like, it's Old Town Road. Like, I said, oh, him? That's him?
Panini?
But he has a song called Panini.
Oh, God. Lil Nas X?
Oh, yes.
Lil Nas X.
Victor's on the train.
He's
at happy hour. Hey, don't you be a meanie.
Oh, no. Victor's on the train.
Cooler than I'll ever be. Cooler than the other side of the pillow over there, Victor. Because I ain't got y'all. We flipping y'all pillows while y'all sleep.
Oh, no. I flipped my pillows. The cool side of the pillow.
Cool
I even have a cooling pillow. Well, the kids
I was
going to
say they have a cooling
me,
pillow.
Yeah, I have the cooling pillow.
I've seen that.
Love it.
I flip mine. I'd be like, right as soon as I wake up,
no,
it's so refreshing.
I have to have a pillow. No, I don't really care about the temperature, but I am like a half the full body in and then like a leg out just to
get
a
you do
little,
have to have a foot
little,
out the cover that
yeah,
equal
a little breeze, a little, you know,
balances your body temperature.
Yeah.
We are old.
I know.
Y'all hear this conversation?
Sleeping preferences out here.
Y'all be reading a little quizzes that be like, if you sleep in the fetal position, you are a dreamer of life. Yeah, they say if you sleep on your back, like you're really aggressive and angry to the world. And I'd be like, looking at Cal, I'd be like,
I definitely started sleeping on my back.
Hey,
like,
Cal!
After the baby, like after landing, I started sleeping on my back. I think because I couldn't do it. And then like after I had him, then I could sleep on my back.
I'm on my side, real heavy.
But then, you know, I think it was because of breastfeeding too.
I'm on my stomach.
Like I slept on my back because I didn't want to sleep on my boobs. And I got used to that.
Yeah, you breastfed for a long time.
Yeah, so I
couldn't sleep on my back. I used to be a stomach sleeper heavy. I just can't.
One hand under the pillow. One on my side, and I'm asleep. I look like a superhero. Like, if you move the bed, nigga, I look like...
Oh, shit. All right. Well,
sorry.
Tangent number one.
Shit ain't shit changed.
Same shit, different toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well.
Wait, does that make...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It makes perfect sense. I've never heard it.
All right.
You never heard that?
Put that on the tee.
I thought she was going to say same shit, different day.
No, different toilet.
Oh, news to me.
I felt like I made that up, though.
Okay, I don't want to talk about shit anymore. It's a shitty, shitty ass season.
Oh, God.
With potty training. But, yeah.
I saw your mouth.
You're ready. Right into it.
Five, six, seven, eight. We're going to pour it up, pour like I counted y'all in. Erica! Come on, yeah, thing. Some things will never change. What do you mean?
I know.
Well, see, mine was going to be the segue, but, you know.
Oh, Casey.
Oh, shitty shit, shit.
What? Everywhere.
Shit happened. So Xander is being potty trained at the school that he goes to, and he's been consistent. He literally will go when they put him on the pot. He's not independently sharing that he has to go, you know, recognizing that he's wet or whatever. But he's definitely urinating on the pot. We just got to get number two. We got to get the poop going. We just got to master that. And he's still shitting. And when he shits, it goes up his back almost like an infant.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, yo, what's good with your stools? Yeah. So we're really looking into that, too, because it's just like you should be having, like, soft stools. And, I mean, it's soft, but you should have formed stools at this point. Like, what the hell? It's going up your back. It's ruining the shit. And then it's like, you know, Julian, I'm not making a calling names. May not wash the damn clothes or bring. I said as soon as that happens or something like that, put the shit
in the damn sink.
It a little bit. Yeah, soak it a bit, yeah. Whatever. Wet it. Put the little spray on it or whatever. We have the OxyClean spray, whatever. That doesn't happen. So then it's ruined clothes.
The clothes are going to trash because you can't salvage that.
It's gone. It's over. It's it's a shitty ass time. So, growing pains.
Who was I talking to? Somebody said, I cannot remember. And they said that they were potty training their child, but their child kept putting their hand in their pants, and they would shit. So they would take their hand out and they would put
wipe
it on
and
the
smear
wall.
It. I've heard of people doing that. A shit smearer.
Yeah, but they did it everywhere except for on their bed.
Oh, you
so
got
like
a nerve.
They was walking. Yeah, but their bed they went. To. Who was I talking to?
I've heard of. Yeah, kids
but yeah,
doing
this was
that.
Recently that I had a conversation with somebody, and I was like, oh my,
that's. It's a thing.
Marking
it's
territories
thing.
Out here.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Oh, could you imagine? Throw the whole baby away.
No. You got to throw the whole house away.
Throw the house
the
away.
Down.
Burn literally, it down by the match.
The magic, right? The magic dry erase ain't shit. They got nothing on it.
Ooh. So let me. I guess mine don't sound as bad as that.
No, I was going to say.
Take what I have. Pour it out, though. I'm still pouring it out, ladies. I'm sorry.
As you should.
Even
as shit. You know, you're that's not actually held at a fault for that one.
That's some shit.
All right. So, it's my turn. I'm going to pour it. And I'm going to pour it. I love Carson. I'm going to pour it out to Carson. Mm-hmm. Carson has these moments where this hard of hearing is starting to come out. Like, the snap, jig. You do everything in front of him, and he's not, like... Like, Carson, the house is on fire, and he's just probably still sitting there. You're like, little nigga, if you don't get the fuck out. Like, so we'll be sitting there, and we'll be like, Carson. Like, you don't hear nothing. And then you, like, literally have to shake him, and he'll be like, yes, mommy. But
what is he doing? Is he, like, on the iPad or something?
No, he might be watching TV.
Oh,
or,
okay.
Like, okay, prime example. Yesterday, because Kyrie's pee-peeing in the pot. So we was like, hey, Carson, check to see if your brother pee-peed in the pot. Mind you, this pot is right beside Carson. So he was like, all right, I'm going to go look. Carson, did he pee-pee in the pot? Oh, I'm about to go look. It's beside you, Carson. I don't know what it is, like the attention span. And you try not to like throw him across the room or nothing.
Yeah.
But you're just like, young, focus. Because it gets scary for other things. Like, you know, we have trips to take. We have things to do. And it's like... If you're not focused, it makes me very nervous about the situations that I could put you in.
But yeah,
he's like literally a whole space cadet right now.
Oh,
so I'm like, dog, we be snapping and kind of course it. Like, and then he'll be into a show or he'll be into playing. And then we were like, maybe he's like, do you think his hearing is off? No, because he had his hearing tested.
He's perfectly fine.
He just is literally
just tuning niggas out.
Dog, I wish I had that ability. He reminds me of Mario.
I don't feel no ways. I don't feel any way about it.
Listen, I'm a Mario to the bullshit.
Just like, hey, yo. I wish I could tune motherfuckers out like you, Carson. My life would be golden. I was just like. cursing. Like, no, but the thing that makes it bad is because when he finally comes in, hi, yeah, what's my, hey, mommy, what you need? What do you mean? What I need?
You called me?
Yeah, I called you. What?
I called you 2 hours ago, Carson.
Right, the fuck?
You come sit on your lap and everything. So you called me? So you called me?
No, get off me. No.
You think, mommy?
Nah, nigga. So yeah, that middle child, tune you out, space cadet, all that, I had to pour it out for Carson. That's my baby.
Pour it out.
I can't, yeah. He only, I'm going to give him one more year of this. But when we hit five,
it's like, what's up? Come on.
We don't want to reprimand him
necessarily, but it's like, do you really, are you processing this? What's going on?
But he is. I know he is. He's got to be. Right? Look, right?
he's probably got a physical coming up soon.
God damn it.
Just talk to the pediatrician about that.
This little nigga ain't listening. literally, it's not listening. He ain't listening. Unless I say some shit. You want a snack? You want cereal? Yeah, mommy. Oh, you heard me.
Selective, right. Okay. Oh,
that's what that is. Selective hearing.
Selective hearing.
So, yeah, pour it out. Did you hear me, Carson? Yeah. I'm pouring it out.
Jeez, y'all stupid.
My go.
Your turn. Tag.
So,
tag, you're it.
I am going to pour it out. I have been walking around here, not being able to hear. Shit.
Come on, so Carson.
We want to talk about Carson. I cannot hear. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm annoyed. So this all started with germs. Ugh. So Aria,
if you know anything about Erica does not.
She don't do germs so much that she don't even put the germ emoji on the phone. You hear me?
I hate the germ emoji. I hate the throwing up emoji. So when people be like, oh, I'm sick, and they put a throwing up emoji, I just be
please don't.
Get off my phone.
Oh, God, Erica.
Like, I hate that. Like, it makes me cringe. Germs are not my friend. I don't like germs. I don't want to see germs. Don't talk to me about germs.
Because it ruins your life.
It does.
No, she's dead ass. She's dead ass.
It puts a halt in her whole life.
Aria started like coughing one day, and I was like, oh gosh.
It's coming.
I was like, Mel, what's wrong with you? He was like, it's fine. I was like, okay, it's fine.
And better
the next
be
morning,
choking.
She started coughing again. It was a deeper cough. I was like, Jamel, Erica, it's fine. She's fine.
What are you calling on him for, bitch? To calm you? To make
sure
that
I'm
tripping, Jamel?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I was like,
am I there?
I know you hear it.
Okay, right.
So then, like, the third day,
Erica got a cough chart in her house.
Yeah, no, seriously.
She sounds like a three, Jamel. She sounds like a three. That cough, that's a three. Now she gets to a five. She's quarantined, Jamel. Yeah.
And then by the third day, there was snot with it. And I was like, oh, it's over. It's over. Shut the house down.
Saran wrap. Get it together. Saran wrap this bitch. Call the fire department.
Hey. So she comes up to me and like she's sitting beside me. I'm like, all right, why are you sitting beside me? She's like, I'm just sitting here.
Mommy, what? You gotta
don't play.
But baby, you gotta
these germs.
But you gotta take. Can you pass
or not?
You gotta take that.
Buzz me, nigga.
She took her buzz like a G.
She did. She's like, no, fuck up. Give me that shit.
Y'all, Erica definitely quarantines. I didn't know you were serious.
You didn't even let the baby sit beside you, though?
No.
Oh, damn.
And this is why.
Okay. Right?
She was breathing really hard, right?
Child might as well be a bubble child. God damn.
She was breathing real hard. I was like, all right, you're breathing real hard. You got to go. I started taking Zycam.
You and Jamel are starting to look alike.
Really?
Yeah, your whole mannerism just there. Y'all started to look alike.
Mannerisms? Okay.
Whatever.
Back to my story.
Damn, right.
So
Zycam.
So I take Zycam. It's like a little homeopathic medicine or whatever. It's pre-cold. You start taking it when you feel signs.
Okay, airborne. Yeah.
It's similar to airborne. Okay. Airborne is more like a preventative. This one like shortens cold time. I'm like, she's breathing next to me. She's coughing everywhere. She's not washing her hands. Let me start taking something. So I'm taking stuff.
You know she ain't wash her hands.
So,
I watch her. Yeah,
right.
I watch her.
I'm like, hey, you ain't wash your hands? Go back in the bathroom. But then I felt it coming. So like, she's sick. She's full blown sick. Whatever.
Aww.
So she fever, all of that. I'm like, all right, here we go. Mason, Landon, get away. Go.
Yeah, that part.
And so I'm trying to beat what I got coming. And so I beat that. Okay. And then. By the time, I think it was maybe like a few days later, my ear started hurting. I was like, oh no, we're not doing this again. This is my second ear infection in my adult life after having kids.
Yo!
These ear infections are no fucking joke.
No.
They hurt. Like, they literally hurt. And so I was like, Jamel, I'm going to go to patient first because I feel it. And he was like, I hope it's not an ear infection. What the fuck you think it is?
Like, I showed you on the chart that she was at a three.
I told you, you told you
I told you she was a three on the chart, but you act like you ain't see that shit. You wanted to wait till she got to a seven. Now you look at me.
It's the middle of the night cough. The middle of the night cough is when I know. Like when they wake up out of their sleep to cough, that's when I know.
Yeah, that's very true. If you sleep through it, like.
So the doctor was like, yeah, you got some infection going on in there. I was oh, gosh. So he was like, here, I'm going to give this amoxicillin. And it was like a 30 pills in there. I was like, 30 pills? How bad is this infection?
Damn, how long do I great? And so you have a damn yeast infection?
So I did start taking probiotics. So what I did was I started taking like these little azo urinary tract ones.
Those urinary tract though, right?
Yeah, so they're the cranberry pills or whatever. So they have vitamin C in them, they have probiotics in them, and they have like stuff for urinary tract health. So like you're not going to push all that good bacteria out of me, amoxicillin. So I started taking those right along with the amoxicillin.
Shit I don't even know about. I'm sitting here.
Oh, yeah. Casey.
You gotta, if you're taking an antibiotic, you got to take a probiotic because it wipes out all the bacteria, good and bad. So that's when you start getting yeast infections and all that other stuff. Everything starts going awry when you...
I'm about to sound dirty as shit.
Pussy on fuego. Oh. Itching like shit, bitch. Wait,
what? Hey, who man is this?
Wait, what?
Look at Victor. What? Yeast infection?
I know. First of all, I was about to say something, but I know I'm about to get judged. Okay. So fuck it.
Bitch, I just said pussy on fuego.
I was about to say, lucky for me.
Oh, Victor's ready to bust. Look at his finger.
I was going to say, y'all know, I built up my immune system. I eat shit off the floor and all that other shit, that high tolerance. So shit like this, I blow lips to this shit. I rarely get sick.
I've never had an infection.
Yeah, take your hand off a goddamn buzzer.
I got nervous about pussy on fuego when he had his thing just twiddling over.
This girl on Instagram gonna say, when men they don't have it hard like women. Women, we sit up here, our pussy itches, our pussy stinks.
Bitch.
And then everybody in the comments like, that's that
hold
bitch.
On,
that's
that
bitch. No, girl, you got something else going on
hold
right
on,
there.
Sis. Speak for
okay,
yourself.
But you know what, though? I think that I see where she was going. It just didn't come out right. Because I think men and their hygiene or whatever, they can give you a bacterial infection.
No, they can.
Like, they can give you BV. And BV is what causes the smell.
The fish and shit.
So
what's doing the bee books? That shit.
Hey, yo, that's real shit.
You know, it is.
You niggas get away
scot-free. Get away scot-free. What the fuck is
it? Niggas, you dropped your BV off a bit.
I know, right?
Yeah. You left a little present, nigga.
Yuck.
That's horrible. That is horrible. But yeah,
this ear infection. I can't hear
as
shit.
As an adult, I don't think I've ever, and let me knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. Knock on wood. So whatever her, crazy. Whatever virus that she had, it's ending with an ear infection. So, long story short, she passed it to Landon. So, he has like a little cold. He didn't get it as hard as she got it, but he was telling me his ear hurts. And I was like, oh gosh, here we go.
Ooh.
But Victor was talking to me yesterday in the cafeteria. I was like, what?
Carson.
Huh? Huh? He was like, what you deaf? I was like, no, I really can't hear.
Come on, I can't hear.
Anyway, long story short, keep your germy ass kids at home.
Because,
like, I'm out here. I ain't saying like germs are, you can't avoid them.
Yeah,
you
they're
can't.
Not animal. Yeah,
but
animal.
I really strive to keep the shit out of my
bitch,
house.
Did you say inedible? Inevitable?
We didn't even hear you.
Yeah, we didn't hear you.
So here's the thing with that. Davon. So
other
one of my friends. Yeah, so she said.
I heard you on the vibe.
That's what she said. She said during when we had Reba on the season finale, the last season, she was like, you know how many times I heard you in the background? And I wanted to, and in my mind, I was like, Casey, shut the fuck up. I was like, damn, sis.
God damn it.
But yeah.
I strive to keep the germs out of my house. We do vitamins and all the stuff. And it's just kind of like, you know,
nasty.
We just do stuff to build up the immune system. And everybody's just sending their kids with the green snot running down their
green
nose.
Green is literally
dog,
infectious.
Green school is, an infection. Is not your babysitter, bro.
Infection, guys. Come on. I mean, clear. No, the
clear
shit happens.
Is one
it's
thing.
Winter time.
Clear is one thing. You're going to run. Your nose is going to run. It's cold outside.
It's cold out.
We get it. But if it's green, bruh. No.
Or a tint of yellow. I don't.
Yeah, any of that. Anything other than clear is a problem. I mean, it's all a problem, but it's.
So I'm guilty of sending my kids to school. Not terribly sick.
Casey, I can't rock
fever?
With you for that shit. No, because you know why?
A fever or a green infection, then yes, I would not. I mean, then no, I keep them home. But sick?
No.
Yeah. Wait, so those first few days when Mel was like, she good. All right, going to school, little lady. Whatever.
Nope. When I was pregnant and I was teaching, I sat this girl's desk right in the hallway because she had a little cough. Because, you know, when you're pregnant, you can't take no fucking medicine. And I said, you need to tell your parents this is not the Babysitter's Club. And I put her fucking desk smooth in the hallway, and I walked out her work. I left the door open so she could hear me lecture. And then we... And I told the principal exactly what happened before any consequence. I said, I'm pregnant. I cannot, like, take any medicine. It is what it is. And her ass was out there doing her work. Collect your papers. You need to go collect her paper. Her paper is out there in the hallway.
Well, because we do have mom-in-law. I mean, if you're not, if it's not a fever and you're not dying, and you're not throwing up, it's not the flu, it's a regular cold, you can scurry your ass on
I sent her out of the house.
And it got worse, you think?
You know, it definitely got worse. Oh, well then. Okay.
We're in flu season, y'all. Like, the air, the crisp air of it all.
Yeah. So, but flu season, I mean, is that really something comparable to a cold? I would never fucking send my child to school with a flu. With the flu,
but some people do.
Some people do send their kids to school with the flu.
You work that's in some school. Dire you shit. Should know.
You have to, that has to be the walking flu at that point. That's some dire shit,
nigga. Yeah. I have seen kids who look like a travesty sitting in the corner.
I work at a high school one for a week, and them niggas is not gonna come to school. They looking for a reason.
Oh yeah, they looking, but yeah, they looking for a reason. They high school, yeah. But the elementary kids.
Oh, that's cool. I put out going to school. She was an 11th things. Grader. Get out of my class.
Was she an overachiever?
She was.
Yeah. Man. So that hurt her too.
Yeah, because look, I told you I left the door open to lecture. When I was all done, and well, I didn't go back out there when the little boy collected the notes. Mm-hmm. She definitely had a full set of fucking notes. I said, damn, she fucking listened.
she was a real overachiever.
Fuck you, Miss Snipes.
Right, to the nurse. My mom.
This would have been a prime. Be like, I couldn't hear shit she said.
Right. Why was I even here?
She probably had a fucking cut.
Did you shut the door on her?
No, I left the door open. She gave me.
Oh, okay. Come on, saying, ain't you're that damn savage. Bitch. You're
savage, but I ain't that damn savage.
So did you all get the flu shots for your kids? Do you believe in that?
I don't.
You didn't get the flu shot?
I did.
What do you all feel like? Is there.
I was pregnant.
No, well, for the kids, not for you.
Yeah, they have it. Because the doctor scared me into telling me about the story about the 14-year-old who slipped into a coma for 2 weeks. And I said, shoot him up.
No, literally,
that's what happened.
The kids didn't. And I don't know if it was like purposeful or not, but I had went into, I get it because I work with all them fucking kids and they sneeze. They literally hawk sneeze and shit and spit in my fucking face.
Spamming.
Oh, y'all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Not in my good ear. Look, don't tell me my good ear.
I know, right? Literally.
I don't want to hear this shit in my good ear.
She's literally cringing, guys. But I do, I'll get up, especially because I go to the pharmacy for medication that I take, and they have little booths set up and shit. And I'm like, fuck it, let me just get one. But anyway, now kids could they get the flu? They're susceptible to get the flu, I guess. I don't know. I've heard of so many fucking strains
pinpoint the strain. Like last year they were like, oh, we got the strain wrong. So you just shot up all these people with these strains of flu that wasn't even right. And people still got sick. Did we have flu shots when we were younger? No, we didn't.
I was saying,
and
no,
then
I
they started giving these shits away for free.
For free. Come
get these shots.
That
so the government is giving you something free. I'm not about to pull out my Illuminati card and shit.
But it's there. I got one. No. That is a little weird. It's weird. They're literally setting up booths. Now, so I did have
ain't
the
shit
flu.
Free.
Ain't shit free.
That government cheese and all that shit.
Erica is woke on season two.
Hey, she ain't shit free. She got the shit. She got the knowledge. Y'all, that is weird. Shut the fuck up. No, that's
to
a little
the population
weird.
Out here, and they scaring y'all. And oh, these flu shots.
Yeah,
like, better easy. Get on that soapbox, boo.
It's scary. It is. They literally have come into CVS. Come in.
You
like
could go anywhere. You
could
go to Shoppers and get a flu shot.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
I can get my eggs and a flu shot in the same place.
Yeah, if it ain't the doctors, I'm not about to send my child in no regular place and just get no, not even CVS. You're not about to get no flu shot. We're not doing
come
that.
On in, come on.
We got to go to a whole doctor for that situation.
No, they give you gift cards for getting a flu shot.
Yeah, they do.
For your
$5
life.
$5 gift card.
For your life.
For your flu shot.
Exchange.
What?
Like, okay. That's a little different.
Damn. She said, where I can get my. Welcome. Everybody, Welcome, woke Erica, to the podcast.
Woke Erica.
And I am.
And I'm sure we're going to have somebody. Somebody's going to be in our DMs. You should get the blue shot because technology advances.
No, there's a bunch of other shots. Speaking about shots, there's a bunch of other shots that parents should get their kids, but they don't.
You know, regular vaccinations.
Well, I'm getting those.
You can't even
go to school without
sensitive topics.
I ain't gonna bash your decision, but I'm just saying, my child's not playing with yours.
What? How do you even know that, sis?
That's the problem. They need to have little stamps.
What's it called? Scarlet letter, bitch. What the hell? Oh, come on. Damn. You're ruthless.
All right, fine. I'm gonna be honest. If we sitting in a play date and we shooting the shit, and then you're like, yeah, my child on a vaccine. I'm like this. Oh, okay. Carson,
wrap it up.
Put your jacket on.
But there might be kids at their schools now because, I mean, it's a hot topic now.
Like
vaccinations at the schools and daycare centers now. It's beyond religious reasons.
If you could literally tell me why, and it got to be a good why, I might rock with your why, but it's still not going to change.
You know what I'm saying? Are you still going to let your kids play with the kids?
If I really knew, I'd probably... maybe in the summer when flu season and all this other shit, or the season of whatever you didn't get vaccinated isn't jumping off.
Oh, girl, that shit jumps. It's all in the air. It's everywhere.
Jump up in the air and stay there. Erykah Badu, sorry.
What?
It really is a song, I promise.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's a song you made up.
No, it's Erykah Badu.
Do you know that, Victor?
Okay. Nah. I just think, like, bro, you're vaccinated, so you're vaccinated, and you're walking around letting your child vaccinated. And I assume, you know, you had a child, and you're okay. Ugh. So you deny your child of a vaccination.
I get it. We're not trying to offend. Let's put that whole disclaimer.
Your decision is your decision. Yeah. You parent how you parent, and that is totally up to you.
Now I'm a parent over here. I don't necessarily away from your child.
We're going to parent over here.
Yeah, because Erica's already at a chart. And you not having shots, you're already at 100.
You're already off the Richter scale. So.
Her chart is a fucking set ablaze. No shot.
I see where people are getting off with, you know, thinking that it's too many and there's a lot of childhood cancers, autoimmune disorders, developmental disorders, all that good shit. But it's deeper than shots, vaccinations to me from the research I've done. Mm-hmm. It's a lot deeper than that. And it may be genetic. Shots may trigger
certain things,
dormant things or things like that. Yeah. Now, however, again, as children, we didn't have to get certain shots. I mean, maybe because that, you know, I don't know. Now, I did.
I feel like we did, though, that like Tdap and MMR.
The amount has tripled or doubled.
So now that I can believe, because like it's just so much. So many things have changed since we were younger.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It's a toss up.
Yeah, because you got to fine tooth comb,
like which ones are. Yeah. I mean, granted, right. some people probably would be like, because
listen, but you ain't traveling either. You're not traveling.
No, that's true too.
Because some countries like Kenya.
Victor, when you went out the country, did you have to get any shots?
Not to China.
Typhoid.
I ain't even never heard of that.
Oh, so Victor said he said that he had to take the typhoid shot in order for him to eat street food. So, like, street food is food that's, like, not sanctioned or not regulated by the whoever they have over there. So I can, like, come out my kitchen and be like, I have made you this. Please buy it. Okay.
Erica!
Okay, not doing that.
Wait, I swear to God, it's time for video. Fuck it, it is time for video. Because Erica said, okay.
Basically, like, yeah. No, I ain't doing that shit. Yo. But that's even in Kenya. Julian had to take the malaria pills like up before you go, like, right?
Damn.
And he was sick as shit off of the malaria pills. Like, really, yeah, digesting it. His sister did well with them, but like,
Everybody's different, man.
No, I'm sweating and shit off of that. I was like, damn, did you catch it before you got?
God. Like,
Jesus.
Wait, that's not funny.
Yeah, yo, I know it's horrible.
We need video. Y'all should have started.
It's time.
Because, yo, I was like, damn, this shit is taking you out. And then, like you said, the food is just different.
Yeah.
the seasoning, the spices.
Ooh, it's just different.
I mean, everything is different. Victor was telling me that, like, people go to the grocery store every other day because their foods don't have the preservatives in them. The food is so fresh that you have to buy it every other day. So part of me feels like, are we getting these vaccinations to protect us? Not protect us, but they're keeping us, in line with what America has going on, because we go into these other countries and we're getting better. Never mind.
Did you hear about all these people that failed the antibiotic test? Did y'all read that? Like Wendy's, it was a bunch of
people. Oh, they have antibiotics in their shit?
Yeah, but they failed the test.
Failed it meaning what? That they have
too many. It's like way too many.
Of course.
But they test.
There's so much stuff in our foods. Like even like when we try to like buy organic stuff.
Yo, I tried to eat a fucking cheeseburger from McDonald's and I threw it up.
Yeah, I can't touch McDonald's anymore.
I just threw it up. It just didn't even hit right.
Just recently?
Now them French fries, your French fries can still get it any day.
All right. So the New York Post states, and this is from October 31st. Fast food giants got their beef graded. Here's who got an F.
A straight F.
an F. Okay, of course we know Chipotle is an A. The Fs are Starbucks, Burger King, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Sonic, Applebee's, Olive Garden, Buffalo Wild Wings, Little Caesars, Arby's, Dairy Queen, Jack in the Box, Chili's, IHOP, and I had Pan Express last night. God, motherfucker.
Damn, Taco Bell got a higher grade than you, nigga.
Taco Bell got a D. Wendy's got a D+. Subway got a C. McDonald's got a C. Of course, Panera and Chipotle.
Panera, all right, Panera. I'm rocking with you, niggas.
Yeah, so that.
But damn, that's wild.
No, that's really wild. Like, McDonald's got a higher grade? McDonald's wasn't in the F?
No, they were C.
Oh,
they're a C. Yeah, but. These people, because their beef got tested, Fs. It's a bunch of stuff.
Starbucks
has breakfast sandwiches.
I'm leaning over.
Yeah,
and they're good.
Damn, I eat that double smoked bacon sandwich.
Look, I'm still tripping. I had Panera. I mean, I had Pan Express last night.
They double smoked bacon is bomb.
Damn, yo, that's wild. And so the information is there. We know this shit.
Yeah. It's just
whether or not it's lifestyle change, but convenience, being able to, how do you go to the grocery store every other day?
Oh, I mean, I guess because it's like the markets and you walk in. He said he lost weight in Vietnam.
Yeah, he did say that.
Like, he lost 12. Yo, 12, y'all, he lost
it's
12
fresh,
pounds.
But you're eating well, but it's fresh food.
Yeah.
And then
it's fucking preservatives.
This is
shit.
America. Can we cue Childish Gambino?
Yes, 6 seconds of it though, please.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America.
only 6 seconds of it.
So when I worked at Panera in high school, they were Mexican immigrants or whatever. They had just moved here and just started working here. And she was very skinny. Oh my gosh! And she worked with me in the bakery and. She blew up in 2 months and she was like, Casey, we eat fucking bread. We eat pond, you know, all that shit. She was like, we eat all this shit. In tacos and shit in Mexico. She was just like, it's fucking different here.
You know, their tacos are like real different. Very corn, different. Like their stuff is real. Right. Yeah,
everybody's stuff is real except for ours. Like our stuff is not crazy, real. Yo. Damn,
how do we get here?
So, I mean, the shots make sense. I mean, but some of these are extra shots based off of new stuff that was going on with the government that y'all we ain't paying attention to, like Wokey said. Wokey said.
Welcome to listen, okay?
Germs? You know how Forky says trash?
Yeah, no. Trash? I gave you the laugh since I was actually laughing.
Oh. You know, I realized in my conversations that not many people have seen Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
But everybody was in for Halloween this year. Everybody.
I didn't watch Forky. I'm so behind on all movies. It's fucking ridiculous. I haven't seen Lion King, guys.
I'm not watching it. So back to the shots. I mean, again, no judging here, but if that's what you want to do, then, you know.
Yeah, as long as you're making an informed decision and you know why you're making the decision and this is not, you're not falling fad.
Oh, but, shit, I coughed in her direction.
I was trying to let her rock.
See, and y'all brought attention to it. See, y'all made her paranoid. She was doing well.
I was letting her rock.
So speaking of this, Erica, what's some cold products that you that you suggest?
For the
you
people.
Know, like the boogie wipes and everything.
Damn it. So what did y'all do? What do you do when your children are sick?
I do a Clorox bath in their toys. You tell you that damn much.
Oh, I thought you was going to say them. I was going to say, I'm calling CPS.
No. Damn. I put all their toys that don't have battery, that aren't battery, I throw them joints in the But now I start to just throw shit away. But if it's something they really care about, I'll put it in the Clorox bath. But God, I hate when that shit happens.
Quarantine, because it literally goes from one kid to another one kid to the next. Yeah. And as us as adults.
It hits us worse. It hit
so much.
It
worse.
Hit different.
Kyle be down. I'm like,
the men are dead. Let's just be real. The men die. They're just literally flatlining. You know, shivering. They can't.
Look for better or worse. Look at you just sitting there at your worst. Look at you at your worst.
Want to kick you in the shit? Just want to kick your side, damn it.
Get your ass up. Damn.
They literally die off colds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they do. I'm good.
Look at Victor. Yeah.
Y'all some big ass babies.
Get y'all ass up. We got to go to work, damn it.
It's like, it's just too extreme.
Do y'all go to work sick, ladies?
I mean, ear infections aren't contagious, so I did go to work with it.
If it's if it's something that's not contagious, when I contract in Bethesda, yes, because I was in a cubicle. So, I mean, you're not really. My space, you're not in my face or nothing.
Y'all don't have like communal areas, like a copier.
So because I was contracting a lot of like meetings, everything, I didn't have to do any of that. So I literally was just in my cubicle.
Y'all ain't got doorknobs.
I don't know. No. She's trying to make it seem serious. Everything was like into the building, the elevator. These are shared spaces, bathrooms.
You know, sure, I don't like the elevator.
Coolness humidifiers. What else? No
Fritas. Humidifiers is clutch.
Yeah, humidifiers, diffusers with the essential oils.
I use air purifiers now. I started
the purifier. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I need one of those.
I want a purifier. I want a good one.
I got one from Target.
Really?
It was last year though.
How much was it?
It was on sale. I think I paid like $69 for it.
That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
It was on sale. It was like originally $69.
No, purifiers are like really expensive.
Yeah, they are.
No, like I'm saying.
You gotta change the filters out.
Because it's expensive. Not to say that.
Dyson ones are like $500. And then they have like the bigger, heavier duty ones at Costco. Those are like $199.
Yeah, this is a small one that sits on their dresser. Like, it's small.
I know, so I'm saying it must be good. Not no cheap ass ones. I've seen ones for $30 and I'm like, that can't possibly be doing shit.
Probably just a humidity. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Somebody said air purifier. Yeah. But I've been doing the essential oils too. Like little blends and things.
Eucalyptus.
I'm about to really invest.
Lemon, lavender.
Well, you have your headaches. There's a blend for that too.
Yeah, the headache blend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the kids try to kill us.
Wait, what?
No. Y'all, I came home and the whole house smelled like lavender. Hold on.
I don't like lavender like
Hold
that.
Hold on. I love it. But it was upstairs. The fucking. I said, oh no. So I went upstairs and I'm like, yo, this shit is literally like, and this
two
is
drops,
this
Zoe,
is
two drops.
Two, literally, when they say two drops, and I have the real shit, I have Young Living. This is not no play diluted bullshit from, not no shade, but TJ Maxx shit. Like, this is some real shit. When they say two drops,
two drops.
And you have to put it in a certain amount of water and all that. Yo,
you got like, a big, I saw your new diffuser. That is big and it's nice. It's like,
where you get it from? Because I need a new one.
Amazon.
Send me links.
It has like the, does it have like the little LED light around the base of it?
Yeah. Yes. Drink really nice. Drop links, sis. I need a new
I'm about
one.
To get one for the kids' room, everybody. But low key, I was like, damn, I think I'm about to die. Like, I had to open up window. It was really, because it started hurting my eyes, my head.
Oh, wow. So when you went to go look at your bottle, how much was gone?
Oh, yeah, yo, I'm fucking sick.
Yeah, that stuff is expensive.
I'm about to start taking
as
that
hell.
Shit out somebody's. Yeah, I think I'm about to.
You got
to
put that up high.
I'm raiding somebody's piggy bank.
Nah, that shit's real.
Victor's weak. I'm getting my money back. This is fucking ridiculous.
I said, I know that money when I saw your weed.
They was making concoctions and shit.
Not her and Zuri.
Like, Julian, yo. Like, it's about the Hocus Pocus bullshit, nigga. With the smoke coming out.
Cauldron.
Hey, now that I think about it, that's what they thought it was.
I have put a spell on you. And now you're gone.
I put a spell on you.
Bitch,
what?
Hey, that's That's what they must have thought. This Julian was like, well, they was quiet and chilling.
This what you know was a problem.
Nigga, y'all better stay woke. Y'all better stay woke because something about to happen to y'all. They put a spell on you, nigga. Little bit of lavender, a little bit of hair.
Right. Get mommy's brush.
Where the toenail clipping at?
Let me go clean this shit out. Make sure no fucking hair is in this.
Nigga, you dropping weight thinner, my nigga.
I'm withering, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, you better chill out. Leave these kids alone. They ready for you.
I hate you for thinner. I hate you for that.
Y'all remember that movie? Thinner.
I love that movie.
That movie's good with the gypsies.
Okay, I miss it. No.
So, like, it's basically, like, he hit the gypsy's daughter. Oh. The gypsy cursed him. And he was like, fat man, you will lose weight. And, like,
no, seriously.
He withered away the skin and bones.
Yeah, thinner, thinner.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
You better go check your brush, sis.
Yo. It's good keto.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. For now.
No reverse. These niggas was cauldron.
Zoe!
She gonna be back to bobblehead.
Reverse the shit.
She gonna be bobblehead Casey in January.
Bobblehead ladies.
And what happened to you?
I done skipped over.
Lavender.
It's that lavender.
I cannot. That's so God. Funny. Okay. But yeah, so cold remedies for kids, right? So
yeah, what you got? Because we always call you.
I know. I'll be like, true. What you got? Because Erica gives you the homeopathic, but integrative.
But then she gives you the reason behind it, which I respect. Yeah. She's like, okay, so this,
because. And then if not, then she's still integrative because she's like, okay, bitch, go ahead, get a Tylenol, bitch.
Just or she'll be like, here's option B, shit. C.
And go to
I mean, I be trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
But I mean, kids, they're not receptive to a lot of stuff. So sometimes I buy these little homeopathic tablets for kids. Not the Highlands Tiny Cold tablets, but they're these ones, can't think of the brand name, but it's called Cold Crush. Mm-hmm. And they take two of those, you know, every 4 hours or whatever. And those help shorten the life of the cold and make the symptoms less harsh. We get ginger tea from the international markets.
Yeah.
That helps, and we can get them to drink it sometimes. If we put in a syringe and make it fun and let them like squirt it in their mouth, like they'll drink it like that sometimes.
You don't put any honey in it?
It's a ginger honey tea.
Oh, see, this one didn't have honey, so then I had to add honey to
it. Yeah, definitely ginger honey. Or I make it like a little concoction with lemon and hot water, and I add cinnamon, and I add I do like candy ginger, and when I warm up the water, I put the candy ginger in there and then just kind of like crush it up a little bit. And then I add cinnamon and honey, and then like sometimes I sneak in garlic. A little cayenne pepper.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Mel's mom makes a concoction like that has turmeric and garlic and ginger and honey and lemon. Like she makes it on the stove, a big pot, and then she puts it into a mason jar.
Dope.
Yeah, so her and my best friend Tierra, they both do that. And they use it for preventative measures. So like you take it now so that you don't get the cold later. I guess. I haven't tried that one. But yeah, they swear by it.
I'm just not preventative.
Yeah, preventative. Preventative is the key. Prevention is the key.
Yeah, I'll do the airborne's. Like if I hear a cough or something, airborne's have really worked for me because it's been a lot of time.
I remember you said that. I remember you said airborne really works for you.
And I've like you walked through that shit.
And that one time that you ran out of airborne.
I was squirt, y'all. You should have. It looked like a movie. I was through the drawers. Where the fuck is the airborne? And then I was like, no.
And then you got sick.
And they got me.
I've heard good things about
Airborne. Yeah, Airborne is you. I do it when I travel when I'm about to get on a plane too.
Airborne emergency.
That's what it's for.
All
that
is really good. Yeah.
Germs.
But prevention is key. But really though, just be proactive. Keep your child at home. Like
Casey.
Nah.
Judge me.
She's not sending her child to school with a fever.
Not
throwing up.
Yeah. You are sick.
Like
that's
when not you're
right.
sick, when you have a fever, you are officially contagious.
Yeah.
And when they call you and tell your child to say, please
come pick them.
Up.
Now kick that. Pick that motherfucker.
Please pick that little nigga up. It's only 2 hours left in the day. No, see, he all right.
So Xander was coughing terribly to where he couldn't even, and he wanted to be like held. And so they called me and they were like, ma'am, Victor, why are you weak? Victor's weak over there.
Because Erica over here coughing now.
Because I was laughing.
She's not exposing it to us. Like
and
me.
I turned around and I captured it in my jacket. I didn't.
And Victor, like Casey did.
Y'all. This little dirty kid's walking into Dollar General earlier today. Mother fly shit. Little girl walked in and looked like somebody was playing tug of war on her damn shirt. She started calling me. I was like, look at this shit. You know?
Tug of war.
You know,
was it after school though?
Yeah, but still.
Okay, so you can't judge that. Because you send a child to school one way.
I mean, yeah, Carson does dust angels.
after school.
Like, no, why do you look like this? After school.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get it. Carson, I said he does Dust Angels. He looks crazy too, but good God. I was just like, I always think about it. I was like, yeah, you know the swine flu came from kids. So I'll be real.
Did
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, wow.
This little girl coughed one time in North Carolina in the Burger King, and I swear to God, I said, your child needs to cover her mouth. This is when the swine flu was like live and kicking.
I was like,
cover your mouth. She needs to cover her mouth.
Swine flu. I remember our friend from college had swine flu that one time.
Yo, and I was pregnant, and he hugged me, and I was like, first of all, you just couldn't.
Do you have a death wish for me? Like,
you just couldn't not come to homecoming. You just had to come to homecoming.
You had to come to homecoming because you had a swine flu. You had to be there.
And then you hugged me, a pregnant woman, clearly showing.
God. Should have hugged the girl named Brittany. God damn it.
All right. You're gonna be somebody. You're gonna go somewhere. You better pick up your attention.
Oh, you know that's my shit.
Yeah, it is. Erica trying so hard. She just can't hear you because she can't catch a downbeat. She can't hear that ear. But if Erica get that downbeat, then she would have been there right with you. She's trying to join it. She couldn't catch it.
No, that's where she joined in on the movie.
The girl joined in. Oh, hey. And then it turned to a whole
go-go.
Whole go-go out here. Yeah. Basically, long story short, keep your snot at home. That's all it is.
No, please.
Just keep it at home. Because then teachers, I mean, some teachers, I actually was good about wiping down the dust and stuff. Some teachers don't do that shit.
Oh, they don't.
I mean, some don't do it because they ain't got the supplies. That's a whole other day. Yeah, but that shit, so I'm like, please, because they ain't wiping down shit.
Yeah.
Especially when his classes got to switch in and out.
I mean, there's different dynamics.
That's fucked up.
Right, I know. And so prevention's key as well. Get ahead of it. Like Erica said, I know that shit's hard, but get your kids. Yeah, if we all can just get on one accord, guys, let's just all do this.
I ain't sending my child.
Maybe not touch and agree, because that spreads germs.
Erica, you want to touch your niggas' hands?
Hey,
let's touch and agree, whatever. But prevention, no, yeah, I'm stepping it up with just even the vitamin aspect of it. Like,
oh yeah, Carson was doing gummy vitamins.
Yeah,
I don't feel like they work. I feel like
they said that shit is straight up sugar.
Yeah, I feel like they weren't working for anything. He still was short. He's still tiny. He was still getting sick.
The doctor. I think when I talked to the doctor about vitamins, like multivitamins, he was just like, I mean, don't think you have to go by a sworn regimen every day. I mean, vitamins are supplemental to your normal nutrition. So if you're if you're nutritious and you're well fed and you're eating, then you're getting all the vitamins and nutrients you need.
Yeah.
Pediasure's, I can't think. I do can attest to Pediasure's because Carson did have a little bit of a weight gain when we had that moment of consistent Pediasure's. Mm-hmm. He did pick up like 2 pounds. He picked up some because he wasn't eating like he was supposed to at that time.
We're trying to wean Mason off Pediasure's. Mason is six years old. He's been drinking Pediasure's.
Yeah, Carson asked. So Carson asked for some the other day. I said no. That. I said we're not even doing this.
We started buying chocolate milk to try to wean him off of it. Like,
you can tell
he likes the chocolate milk. He loves it. But he's just so used to that Pediasure. And it's not the cost of the Pediasure. It's more so, bro, you've been drinking this for, like, way too long. Like, I need you to come up off of it and, like, eat real food. Because, like, he'll pack a Pediasure in his lunchbox every day.
You said that. You did say that. And what else?
At the beginning of season one, you said that.
I was saying something that he heats up. You said something, a Pediasure and something else.
Well, in daycare, he used to heat stuff up. But in regular school now, he has a Pediasure and then whatever little snacks he's going to have. And so one morning, I forgot to pack his Pediasure. He can pack his own lunch, but he was like, Mommy, you forgot my Pediasure. So he has a routine. He was like, I always drink my Pediasure first. So I didn't eat my lunch because I didn't have a Pediasure.
Oh.
Wait, what? Erica, you fucking up the money. No.
If you ain't that hungry.
You wasn't hungry then. Right. I didn't eat any lunch because I didn't have my Pediasure first.
What, Mason? My man got standards.
That's like a protein
shake. Put a napkin on his lap.
It is.
Okay.
I don't think you should be living off of it, though.
You shouldn't. No. Probably. I don't know. Shit.
I mean, it's a meal substitute. I can see how, but.
It is.
It's literally a meal substitute, so he's probably like, I'm good off these.
Exactly. He's probably on to something. Hand me a damn Pediasure. Shit.
Well, yeah. Prevention, vitamins, elderberry, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's things out there. Yeah, Manuka, definitely Manuka. Yeah. It's stuff out there to help you, to help strengthen your immune system.
Yeah, as a family, because
let your child eat off the floor when something drops.
I mean, that is true, though. That is true. They're building up their immune system.
And the thing is, you know, once one gets sick, we all get sick. And ain't good for nobody. Exactly. And I told the parents that I do work with, I'm like, listen, if your child's sick, I'm not coming. And I'm just not doing a session. Like, I'll do a consultation, because guess what? Then Miss Casey will get sick. I'll be out for 2 weeks. And then, I'll be out for a week. Then my child will get sick. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be out with them for a week. This is just not good. Let's cancel the damn session. It ain't even that deep.
Yeah, now it's 3 weeks instead of just one.
Okay. Exactly.
And I think I think Jamel will be like, Erica, you just so over the top with it. I'm like, nah, I don't think you really get it.
Now this moving positive.
It's levels to it, because I get sick. They get sick. Okay, we get sick. My mama gets sick.
Share with the people that the Thanksgiving that she went off about the people.
Oh, y'all.
This is why she got to check in with Jamel, bitch.
Y'all, Thanksgiving, like two, three years ago. I wouldn't even say it. It went so left, y'all. It went so left.
She canceled. Canceled.
So my sister-in-law, Jamel's sister, she brought her sons over, and one of them wasn't feeling too good, right?
Bitch, like, ooh, this is about to be good.
He wasn't feeling too good. And so I guess as the night progressed, he wasn't really getting no better, and he threw up on the floor. And I scooped my kids up. I was like, no, they gotta go. And then Jamel was like, you're fucking overreacting. And fuck down, you better calm down.
This is at their house, your hosting.
Like, this is Thanksgiving. And we just started shouting. I was like, you always think I'm overreacting, but you ain't taking off work when these niggas get, I ain't say niggas, but you ain't taking off work. I'm the one taking off work. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, Erica, calm down. My mother's like, calm down, Erica. I'm like, no, nobody understands.
They don't.
It was a trigger for you, too. I think that first of all, you had been cooking like shit.
Oh, no, she didn't even finish the joint, though, yet. Because then somebody else threw up? He threw up twice.
Yeah, I can't remember.
There was an adult that was sick, too. Your aunt or uncle.
Yeah, my uncle. He can't, yes. I tried to block. That's why I can't remember. I tried to block this shit out because it was real. Yo, it went left.
Regardless, 1-4 they all 4. Yeah. We dominoes out there.
I had a real bad stomach virus, my uncle came over because my aunt couldn't come. I was like, nah, he got the germs too. He got the germs. He gotta go. And then that's when my nephew threw up. So I was like, nope, throw the whole Thanksgiving away.
Erica got the chart when you walk in. Where are you at on this chart?
Nah, I'm like the niggas at TSA. Let me take your thermal temperature. That's it. 98.7. Sorry, sir.
You hosting again this year?
Yeah, we host every year. I'm getting the thermal.
Get the chart. Happy Thanksgiving. Come on in. Erica, get the chart with the happy smiley faces. I'm like, where are you on this
where
chart?
Where are you?
Where are you on this chart?
I mean...
No smiles? Gotta go.
My rationale is not, it's not off. It's just because it was 1 year that everybody got sick. Somebody brought home a stomach virus. It went around.
Oh, I remember
then
that.
Somebody brought home the flu. We were all sick for like a good 3-4 months. Like stomach virus, the flu, regular colds. Like it was just bad. Like everybody had
people forget
something.
That you can get sick again. Like one time, Carson felt better. And then Kaylin got sick. Carson got sick again.
It comes back around.
Yeah, I was just like.
So like to be sick for 3 months straight, that is not the business. So it's like after that, I was like, nope. You sick, you coughing, nope, you ain't coming over here.
Yeah, yo.
He definitely said, Erica, I mean, Arya, why are you sitting beside me?
I did.
What are you doing here?
Y'all what's probably think on? I'm a badass mother, but.
No, I think it's
I tell my
funny.
Kids all the time, get away from me.
Get away.
Go away.
Keep your
and then
yourself.
Landon got sick, so Landon got a stuffy nose and snot everywhere.
At least you say why they're sick. There's some moms who, their child is fully able and fine. Why are you near me? Why the fuck are you beside me?
You want to cuddle? Go see your daddy.
Tuesday. What do you mean? Why? Beside you? Damn. What a bedtime story. What the fuck?
I just want some love. JP, that's
out here.
You won't get that from me.
Shit.
Oh,
sorry
shit.
For you.
Well, oh gosh. Well, guys, yeah. Let us know how y'all handle this. How do you handle colds? Do you send your child off to daycare and school? You send these little niggas, you just wipe them up, make them look presentable, and let them break down in front of their teachers and peers.
Wait, you wrap that nigga up
sounds
in a
like
bow.
I did that before, huh? Right, wrap it up in a bow, make it look
He's
cute.
He's sick, what do you mean? He was fine this morning.
Eyes watering and shit. let us know what y'all do, what preventative measures y'all have, any remedies like Erica shared.
Tell us what y'all do.
Tell us what y'all
we
do.
We are an open book. We love
we
learning.
Need to know, because something ain't right, because everybody's still getting sick. I mean, it's inevitable. It happens.
Yeah.
But
we understand not everybody can take off work. We get it. Right. Don't start shaming
us. We'll just put your kids in the hallway again.
right. One educator to another. Okay.
Put little jokers in the hallway.
Let's keep the drinks flowing and the conversations going over at Babies X Bellini's.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. So did y'all enjoy today's episode?
Share with a friend and make sure you're subscribed.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.